أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. From the beginning in Surah Fatiha, we read that Allah تبارك وتعالى said that إهدنا الصراط المستقيم, show us the straight path. So that straight path then from Surah Baqarah, right at the beginning, Allah said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. You want the straight path? That is this kitab. The Quran Sharif is the straight path towards Allah Ta'ala and going towards Jannah. And then Allah Ta'ala explained the main and salient features and qualities of the believers. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب كالمفلحون. In that five surah ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained who the true believers are so that they could be recognized easily. And then in two short ayats which we have done previously, Allah Ta'ala explained the complete opposite faction, and that is the kuffar, the non-believers. They are also recognized very clearly, and the ayats of the Quran make it clearly who the non-believers are and what their qualities are. And that is the end of the first ruku of the Quran Sharif. Then the second ruku, a long ruku of 13 ayats, Allah explains another group of the non-believers, the munafiqeen. The open non-believers, only in two ayats Allah explained them, because they are easily recognizable. A person knows them. They are our enemies. We should stay away from them. Their way of life, intermingling with them, becoming too close with them, etc. We must be on our guard, otherwise our iman can be at stake. But the munafiqeen are a very dangerous group. They are the snakes in the grass. They will be amongst us. They will be with us. And it's not so easy to recognize them. So Allah has given 13 ayats in which to explain us so that we could be on guard. They may be very close to us also. They may appear to be very pious also. And many of the munafiqeen, outwardly, they dress also perfectly Islamically. And the ibadat also is such that we have to put our heads down in shame. So much they make ibadat also. But they are munafiqs. They are the real enemies. And they are the dangerous enemies. So that we could recognize them, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala has explained them to us in great detail. And at the same time, on the other side of the coin, that we should check ourselves also, whether this nifaq and hypocrisy is not within us. Because there is one type of nifaq which is called nifaq e'tiqadi. That is according to belief. A person is a munafiq. That is, he doesn't believe in his heart at all on the basics of deen, on deen. But outwardly he shows that he is a believer. And in fact he shows that he is a very, very good believer also. So therefore, we have to be on our guard against these people. So Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ اور لوگوں میں کچھ ایسے بھی ہیں. And amongst the people, there are such people also. مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. ہم ایمان لائے اللہ پر اور دین قیامت پر. That we have brought iman on Allah and on the last day. But Allah declares, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. اور وہ ہرگیز مؤمن نہیں. But they are definitely, Allah says they are not believers. So we find this group always, they were in the ummah until today also. They will very vociferously say that we believe in Allah in the last day. And when their wrongs are pointed out, they will say, don't be judgmental. Aren't we believing? Don't we say we read the kalima? And they will read the kalima also. And they will read it and say, we believe in it. But Allah declared that these people are not believers. So therefore, we have to be very careful that who these people are, and if we stay away, their company is also very harmful for us. And then to associate and be close to them, it all will destroy us also. And at the same time, we have to be careful that aren't these qualities. So one was that nifaq e'tiqadi, that according to belief, a person is not a believer. That is, in his heart he hasn't got iman, but outwardly he shows he's got iman. The other is nifaq amali, that is, by the actions a person shows that he's not loyal to Islam. His outward way of life, his dressing, etc. And such people also will very quickly say, don't judge us by our outside. You don't know what is in our heart. But if the iman was in the heart, the true iman, it will make the outside of a person also to correspond accordingly. If a person really loves Allah and His Rasul, then his outside qualities, his dressing, his lifestyle, everything with who he associates will also be accordingly. And this has become very common, that outwardly we don't behave, we don't live like Muslims. And inside there isn't iman either. But we cannot judge. We have to take everyone. This is Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, they are not believers. We don't know what is in their heart. And so we have to judge a person according to the outward things and according to Sharia also. We have no right to attack the inside of a person. But this is to warn us and that we be on our guard. So we don't have to tell, we have no right to tell any person because of his outward condition not appearing to be like a Muslim. We have got no right to attack that person. We leave his matters with Allah Ta'ala. And we are responsible to go by what he shows and what he says. And according to that, we will accept what he is, and we leave the real matter to Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. But at the same time, we also should be on our guard, that if really there is that iman and that convincing iman, it won't be just in the heart, it will show in the person's lifestyle, who he associates with, who he keeps friends with, what his lifestyle is, what his dressing is. All these things will show that iman which is in the heart. So this munafiqeen, which are a very dangerous group, and they are discussed further in the ruku, we have to be on our guard of them, and also at the same time we must see that we don't have any of these qualities.